Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Psychic Tapestry's newest show, Tarot Tuesday, and you'll hear it here on Blog Talk Radio every other Tuesday, opposite the Tuesdays where Donna Southard and Art Angel Raphael are on. Tarot Tuesday is all about paranormal romance author and tarot reader Lisa Kessler. Hi. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Hi.
In the spirit of full disclosure, Lisa is my wife. I'm Ken Kessler, by the way. I don't think I mentioned that, but that's not why she's here. Lisa is a very gifted tarot and oracle card reader, and since Psychic Tapestry started almost 4 years ago now, I have been pestering her to do her own show because she is that good of a reader, and finally, to shut me up, she's agreed. So, welcome to our first show. We are here live. It is Tuesday, June 13th. Phone lines are open, 347-838-9903. There's some people already on the phones waiting to talk to you. And if you are thinking of calling in, sooner is better than later. I know it says on Blog Talk Radio that this is a two-hour show, but really we're going to cap it off at about an hour or so. I just put that into Blog Talk Radio to allow for the last call, because I don't want to have to cut somebody off if that can be helped. And if we're going through calls and we get one just before when the show is supposed to end, if it's put in there as just being an hour long Blog Talk Radio, we'll cut it off at that point, whether you're through with that call or not. So wanted to make sure that there was enough time to grab that last call. So again, the number is 347-838-9903. Lots of ways to connect with us. If you're listening on your computer to Blog Talk Radio, you can scroll down and pop in the chat room and join us there. You can also connect through social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry or at Psychic Tapestry on Twitter. And you can go by our website, psychictapestry.com, and click on, in the lower right, you'll see a little blue box that says send us a message, and you can connect that way as well. Phone is always the best, because you may have follow-up questions for us, or we may have them for you. And that the back and forth is much easier on the phone than through any of those other, because you could be at work, or you could be somewhere where you can't call in, or maybe you don't want to be on the radio. We understand that, and that's why all those other options are available to you. But again, the phone number is 347-838-9903. I don't want to rehash all the same ground that we just did. Lisa was on Psychic Tapestry Saturday show just a few days ago, so I don't want to go over all of the same ground again, but I want to make sure for people who are joining for the first time that they get to know a little bit about you. And Lisa is a paranormal romance author, as I mentioned. She has written several different series. There's a series about nightwalkers, which are similar to vampires, but they're from the Mayans. There's a series about muses, which is just started. The fourth book is on the way, I believe, at the end of the summer.
Right.
There is a new series about immortal pirates. The first book, Magnolia Mystic, which is out for a limited time, is available now, and there's lots more to come with that one, hopefully the next book by the end of the year. And there is the Moon series, a book about shifters, wolves and jaguars, and the final book in that series is due, I think it's out, it's next week, isn't it?
Yep, it's out on Monday.
And there's some special stuff going on to celebrate this series. And since I have been doing most of the talking so far, why don't I turn it over to you and let you tell everybody what's going on with the Moon series?
Well, to celebrate the final book coming out, my publisher has made Moonlight, the first book, is free right now for a short time on everything, on iBooks, Amazon, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, everywhere. So grab Moonlight while you can for free. And they also put the rest of the series on sale, so you could get all of the books and binge read, and then on Monday the final book will come out. So we hope that everyone will enjoy it and become part of the pack. The Wolf Pack has been by far my most popular series, and I love talking to readers about it and talking about the pack. And then don't be sad, because I am planning in Wolf Moon, the seventh book, you'll meet the Sedona Pack, and they also come back in, some of them anyway, in the final book of the series, and I'll be writing the first book of the Sedona Pack really soon, so don't be sad. There will be more werewolves and jaguar shifters, and there will be other kinds of creatures, too, in the Sedona Pack, so it'll be really fun.
Very cool. And when she refers to the Sedona Pack, it's a pack that is based out of Sedona, obviously. The pack in the Moon series is in Reno.
Right,
and,
Reno, Nevada, and Lake Tahoe.
And I'm assuming that this opens it up for the possibility of other packs in other locations.
Possibly, yeah, we'll see. If readers still like it, I like to make readers happy, so I will keep, I have no problem, I love writing werewolves, so... so we'll see where it happens.
Okay. Well, I will get a link up on our Facebook page for information about this big sale. But just to reiterate, you can get the first book in the Moon series for free for your Kindle or whatever your device is. It sounds like it's everywhere.
And if you
then
don't have
the
device, you can get the Kindle app on your phone for free and read it on your phone.
And then you can get the rest of the books in the series. They're all on sale leading up to the – and I say the rest of the books in the series, I don't want you to think that there's hundreds that you have to then go buy. There are seven that are out right now, and the eighth one, the final one, is out next week. So.
Right.
So it's very cool. There will be a link up on our Facebook page shortly. If you didn't jot all that down, you can go over there and see it and check it out and see what you like. But that's very cool that that's happening this week. A great way to kick off your new show. And then the new book comes out on Monday. And before the show started, I was mentioning to Lisa that I should have switched the music from the Pirates music to werewolf music because the book, because of the big celebration of this series, which will wrap up well with the eighth book next week. And but instead, I used the music that you probably recognize, that's from the Pirates of the Caribbean, which is about which I used because of Lisa's Immortal Pirate series. Magnolia Mystic being the first book of that one that is out, as I said before. And it's not just as a way to promote the books. Tarot figures into the series of Immortal Pirates. And without giving anything away, do you want to sort of explain how that works?
Well, the heroine in the first book, Magnolia Mystic, is a tarot card reader in Savannah, Georgia. And she has a her store where she does readings is called the Magnolia Mystic. And her pirate tarot cards are actually, I have the pirate tarot cards, and so I can read from those or my oracle cards today. But to celebrate the book coming out at the last book convention, I did one card readings for everyone who showed up. It was a really wild night. My voice was all worn out by the end of the night, but it was really fun. and everyone seemed to really enjoy the Pirate Tarot. So that's what I'll be using today. Or you can pick the Wisdom of Avalon Oracle cards. I love those too.
And this is not something that's just a gimmick for this book. Lisa has been reading cards for several years now and has been interested in them even longer. I know you think that I'm biased because she's my wife, and I'm sure that I am to a degree, but she's really a gifted reader and part of that is the confidence when she pulls a card for you and tells you what it means, but it's more than that, as you'll certainly hear when she does some readings shortly. It's more than that, what she gets out of the card that really is for you. It's really wonderful, and I'm so glad that she finally agreed to do a show here on Psychic Tapestry. I also want to mention that, and this came up Saturday, I have the other thing that I had pushed her to do is to offer up to do readings for people who either can't get through on the phone when she's on, because she has been on the show, on the Saturday show several times. But sometimes people can't get through, or too many people are holding and we don't get to everybody, or somebody just discovers the podcast later after the show's over and can't call in. And I kept saying, you should make it so that people can book a private reading with you, whether they can't get through or whether they don't want to be on the radio and want to do something privately. And I finally convinced her to do that as well. So if you go to psychictapestry.com, if you click on get a reading, you'll see everybody who is here at Psychic Tapestry. You'll see everybody there, and you can pick and choose who you want to go to. Some of them will go to PayPal links, and you can schedule and book your reading right there. And some of them will go to that person's website, and you can read more about them. And Lisa is now there, and it doesn't say details coming soon anymore. There's all the details right there. So if you're listening to this, whether you're listening live or you're listening to a podcast later and you think you would like to get a reading with Lisa, now you can do that. You don't have to wait for the show to roll around or make sure that you get through on the phone. So Lisa, thank you for making that option available to everybody.
You're welcome.
And it was funny because the other thing was that see, when she does a reading, as you will see soon, if you haven't heard, it comes out almost matter of factly, because Lisa would tell me often, well, it seems obvious, but it's the knowing that just sort of happens. I told her that that's something unique and special. And the first call that we got on this past weekend's Psychic Tapestry show, when Lisa was on, the first call we got was someone who asked if there was a way to get a private reading. So
I thought Ken Pater.
No, not at all. But there are some people who are hanging on the phone. So you mentioned you have your pirate deck, excuse me, and your oracle deck. And
yes.
I'm going to go ahead and start taking some calls, if that's okay with you. Okay.
Yep.
347-838-9903 is the number. There are some folks coming into the chat room, so if you guys have a question, you could pop it in there, and I will try and get it to Lisa as well. You can also send us questions. You can also send us questions through social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry, at Psychic Tapestry on Twitter. But right now, let's start grabbing some of these calls. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, I had a couple of questions. My first one was, I was going to get a job for the summer working at a daycare center, special ed kids, but it doesn't pay enough. So before I really start working there, I'm applying to bus companies for the summer and for September, or a teacher assistant, but bus company, do you see me getting that? I'm going tomorrow to apply for the bus company, and another one might tell me in a week because I just can't live on what the daycare is going to pay.
Right. Where are you from?
Long Island.
Okay, I can tell by the accent.
Oh, no.
No, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Would you rather have tarot or oracle cards?
What do you think's better for career?
Well, let me do an oracle card because those are a little more wide open. For tarot card, it might give me something about your love life. So.
Well, I kind of want to know about that too, but.
Was that question?
I don't have one.
Okay. Well, let's focus on work here. Well, this is perfect for work. I pulled the movement card, and the Wisdom of Avalon deck is very influenced by nature. And this particular card, the movement card, is that there is a pond, but coming out of the pond is a stream. And the stream is starting to move. And so usually when you get the movement card and it has something to do with your job, it means that things are moving, but they're moving in a positive direction. You're not going to be stagnant anymore. So as far as you want to know which job to take, right?
Yeah, because the preschool I thought would be better, but it doesn't pay enough. So I need more money. So at this point, it's coming down to money. And it's still
working
with kids.
You're kind of having to move on. Okay. Do you already have the job at the preschool?
I have the job, but I have to get fingerprinted and stuff. But I'm thinking that I go for the bus company. I have an interview tomorrow. If I get that, I still have to get fingerprinted anyway and do that instead of starting the preschool job and then not making enough money and quitting and doing something else.
And then having to quit. Okay. You can't do both jobs. They won't let
you. No, not at all.
Each other. Okay. All right. Let me pull one more card then. Because the movement card is definitely you're doing the right thing with the going out there and getting the job. Okay, so the next card I pulled is Merlin, and the Merlin card in this deck is really, it's beautiful. He's sitting on a throne, and then when you look closely, the throne is leaning against a dragon, and he is not nervous. He is all in control. It's all about alchemy, justice, and balance. So. I think that you already know probably that you should go for the better paying job, the bus job. And
yeah, but I don't have it yet. That's the problem. That's why I called to see if you see me getting it.
Right. Well, that's what I'm telling you is I think that this card, probably you will get it. You have to go out there and work for it. But the Merlin card usually means you're in charge of this train. So probably I would think that if you go apply and, interview and whatever steps you have to do to get it, you probably will get it.
Yeah, I'm going on for one tomorrow just to apply, not the interview, just to apply. And the other one I call and they don't know yet for a week or so. So I don't know. It's two companies for bus companies.
Oh, I see. You have two choices. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if either one's going to hire me.
I think one of them is. Otherwise, this card wouldn't have come up.
For the job that I got hired for already at the preschool?
I don't think so because the first card I pulled was movement.
Okay.
So I think this is definitely one of these two other new jobs. You just have to go out and go after them. I mean, Merlin doesn't sit around and wait for it to happen.
I'm thinking of going tomorrow morning, but I don't know if they're interviewing me or they're just going to say, okay, fill out the application and we'll call you.
Right. But I think you're definitely going to get one of these two. So just do your best and get it done. And I think you'll definitely get one of these two.
All right. Can I ask quick about, do you see a boyfriend ever?
I don't know. Let me draw one more card here. you won't like the card I drew. The card I drew is mystery, and this doesn't mean no. It means that you're not supposed to know. So probably, I know, right? It shows a path through the trees, and so it doesn't mean wander off looking, but the sign doesn't tell you where you're going. It has the mystery symbol on it. So I would say that you should keep going after these jobs and doing what you're doing, and probably you will run into him.
Okay, maybe on the bus.
Exactly. Or maybe he's someone's dad, a single dad or something. You never know.
But
But yeah, I think that you probably will, and this card is probably telling you, you just keep following the path. He's down there.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call, Suzanne. 347-838-9903 is the number. I just want to mention real quickly that that the screen here I use to manage the show through Blog Talk Radio just crashed, and I had to open it again. And all of the calls are started over with the time that they have been holding. Usually I answer calls in order of, and I know some of them have been holding longer than others, but now I have no way of knowing. There are, there's 7 or 8 calls holding, and they all are at the same now. So I'm just going to take them in the order that Blog Talk Radio has them on there. I apologize if you were holding for a long time and we don't get to you. There's nothing that I can do about that. Just hang in there. We'll try to get to all the calls. If we can't get to you, as I mentioned earlier, you can go to psychictapestry.com, click on Get a Reading, and book a private reading with Lisa. But I'm going to shut up now and try and get to all these calls.
Okay.
Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Wow, I guess I'm lucky. I apologize to the people who were unlucky and didn't get moved ahead. My name is Ellen, and I would love a reading.
Hi, Ellen. Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. You're my second New York. You go, East Coast.
Yes.
Are you feeling tarot or oracle cards?
Oracle tends to be clearer messages, don't they?
Well, they give you more room for interpretation. Tarot cards are going to tell you this is about money or love or deeds. You know, oracle cards are a little more open for, you know, for you to figure out maybe which direction you think that card is pointing to.
Okay, so let's do tarot.
Okay. And what are you looking for help with?
Getting over being depressed for a couple of months. I'm sorry,
I just came
to realize it's been a terrible few months. And it's like I have to lift my head up and realize, you know, I got to get out of this funk.
Right, right. I recently got a text from my stepmom, and she was like, "How you doing?" And I started typing, "Okay." And then I went, "You know what? This is a horrible week." so sometimes that happens. But it's good that you recognize it, and you're going to put your head up and change some things. So I'm going to pull 3 cards, if that's okay. One's going to be your past, one's your present, and one's coming up next. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the first one is your past, and this is the 3 of coins, and coins usually is money or spirituality, either one. And the 3 of coins is basically that you're mastering your skills and that profit is coming. But in this, because this is a pirate deck, they're all really nautical themed, and this has a big treasure net full of 3 giant gold coins. But they're bringing the net down. It hasn't arrived on deck yet. So usually this means that you are really good at your job and you're doing everything right, just the money hasn't quite come in yet. And this is in your past. So hopefully it has come in by now. Okay. Your present, this makes sense if you're just lifting your head up out of a funk. Your present is the 7 of cups. And cups is usually emotion. And on this particular deck, it's a pirate who's holding a cup of beer or rum or something, and he's looking at 6 other cups. And each cup, he's imagining a different thing in it, a mermaid, gold, jewels, a snake. And so the 7 of cups is usually that you're distracted and you're fantasizing and you're kind of losing yourself in it. He doesn't even notice that he has a full mug in front of him. So if you are just coming out of a funk, that's usually, you know, kind of where you're at. You're busy looking at everything around you and going, ugh, and you don't even notice that there's a bright light right in front of you waiting for you to take it, you know, because you're so busy looking at everything else that bums you out. So I'm thinking that since this is your present card, that you are poking your head out and going, hey, none of that has to be real. I'm in control of my future. So let's see what your future card is. Wow, you are in control of your future. Okay. Your future card is the Cabin Boy of Coins. And the Cabin Boy is like a knight in traditional tarot. So, you know, a knight is someone who rushes in where others fear to tread. And the Cabin Boy is no different. He's anxious and he rushes in. And coins is money or spirituality, either way. In this picture, the Cabin Boy is a young pirate, and he is running to try and collect a coin, and the coin is the sun. So your future is that you are going to be reach for the stars, reach for the sun. You've been in the dumps. Now it's time for you to, you know, reach for what you want. Don't wait for it to fall on you. You have to run out and get it. So I don't know, since these are both coins, I'm thinking that it might have something to do with your job. Was your job bumming you out? Was that part of what had you in the dumps?
Part of it. And they're basically good people. I really don't have any problems with them.
Right.
It would be nice to be paid better and to have more future there. You know, it's like, yeah, that's all.
Right. You don't have to be angry, but how long have you been there?
Almost 5 years.
Okay. Well, I think that this Cabin Boy of Coins is, if you get the chance to, like, have a review or something at work, I think that you don't have to feel bad or guilty because you're not angry or anything. You can tell them how much you love working there. But it's been 5 years, and I really, you know, I need to start planning for my future. And if there's any way I could get a raise, that would really help. Because sometimes you work at a place and they don't even think about it. It just doesn't, they have so many balls in the air, they're just not even thinking about it. And somebody might be able to look down and go, oh my gosh, we haven't given you a raise. Let's fix that. But the answer is always no if you don't ask. So I would think this card is that you are going to be able to reach for the sun and, you don't have to ask them to double your pay. But I think that if you do ask for a raise, you'll get it.
Yeah, actually, they gave me a nice raise in February.
Good.
But maybe it means I should be moving on. Does that maybe moving somewhere else? Finding my
well, if an opportunity presents itself that is more money, then definitely reach for it, because this card is he's reaching for it. It's not falling into his hand. He's reaching.
Yeah.
So if an opportunity presents itself, I'd be brave and go for it. Reach for it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for the wonderful reading. And
you're welcome.
And it's
good luck.
Way to question going on. Thank you so much.
Yeah, keep smiling. It sounds like you're on your way out.
I've been telling myself to make myself smile. It'll improve my mood. No, I do. I agree with you.
It will.
Yeah.
Good. Well, keep it up. And I'm glad that things are getting better for you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call. 347-838-9903 is the number here at Psychic Tapestry's new show, Tarot Tuesday, with Lisa Kessler. Let's head back to the phone here. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
Hi,
Jay.
International. Yeah. I like it.
Oh, thank you much.
What part of Canada are you in?
I'm in Western Canada.
Oh, okay. The only part of Canada I've been to is Vancouver, and it was gorgeous, beautiful up there.
Yeah, it's actually pretty, we're pretty close, or a province over.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, thanks for calling. What do you need?
I got a question for both of you. Both are married, is that correct?
We're married, yes.
My question is that the spiritual aspects, it sounds like you're both are into spiritual stuff. How's that really deep in the relationship or any relationship, the spiritual aspects, if you have find something common like that?
Well, I would say that everyone's different. And so, like, Ken has really, he's taken classes. He has people on the radio. I feel like he knows way more about it than I do. And I think that when you are in a relationship and, you know, spirituality comes up, it's impossible that it doesn't play a part. And so it's really important that you remember that your partner isn't you. And so if it's making them happy, then I support it wholeheartedly. You know, I know I have friends who are like, one of my friends was Jewish and the other one was Catholic, and they got married and they actually had two weddings. They had a Jewish wedding and a Catholic wedding. And I thought, wow, and they do Hanukkah and Christmas. But because the base of their love is that they love and support their partner. So I think that you have to come at it without any judgment. You know, if it makes them happy, then it's a good thing. It doesn't matter, you know, what you personally believe or how far you're willing to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. I don't know if Ken has something to add.
I do, actually.
Okay.
Lisa and I had a relationship first and found our way to metaphysical paths after we were already married. And I'm not sure, I don't think that makes a difference, though. I mean, it was a journey that we kind of went on together, even though we weren't doing exactly the same things. But I think what has been most important is that I can tell her anything. I can tell her that I'm pretty sure Frank Sinatra talked to me. And I can tell her that and not feel like I'm being judged, or that she's going to call somebody to bring the big coat with the long sleeves and take me away. And she's not going to be mad at me, and she's not going to be disappointed. She's not going to be embarrassed. And I think that is a big thing, to be able to have something, because all of this that all the psychic tapestry shows are about has become really important to me. And I know that it's something I don't have to hide, or that I don't have to dress it up. And I can, and even though our paths aren't exactly the same, I can still share that with her, and not worry about being judged or anything bad. I know that she will accept it. She may not understand it all, but she still loves me and will accept that. And I feel the same for her. And certainly in matters that aren't necessarily under the metaphysical umbrella. She's a writer, and a lot of people romanticize the idea of being a writer, but I can tell you that it's firsthand, because I've witnessed it, that it's hard work. This her 18th book comes out next week, and that didn't just happen. It has been hard work, and it's not glamorous, and I can tell you, we've had plenty of peanut butter sandwiches and ramen. We're not getting rich off it either. So it's, you know, it's not easy, but she can talk to me about it, about her concerns about it, about what she wants to do. And I'm not going to judge her or make fun of her or anything back. I'm going to support her. And I may not understand exactly, but it doesn't matter, because I love her. And that's most important. And I think that's really the key for any relationship, is to have that kind of support where you know you can share your dreams with the other person, and
or your spiritual path,
or your spiritual path, or that you can share anything. You don't have to hide something that is a part of you. That you can share that. It doesn't mean that I don't do things on my own, that she, you know, we're not always up in each other's business. But I think in any relationship, it's so important to be able to share anything that you want to, and know that you can be vulnerable and do that with your partner, and it's safe to do that. I think that whether it's about something spiritual or about anything else, I think that is the key. And I think that's something that makes our relationship strong.
Yeah. Lovely.
Are you in a relationship with somebody who's not on your spiritual path?
No, I'm just curious because.
Oh, you're just curious.
I have a friend that I'm kind of like sort of dating, I guess, just in the early stages of it, and we just have a lot of stuff common and sort of like even issues going on too. But we have a lot of stuff that we can talk for hours on, just spiritual stuff,
nice.
And not get bored about each other. So just curious.
How that
is. So, yeah.
Do you want me to pull a card for you?
Sure. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay.
Thank you much for the wisdom and sharing, being vulnerable on radio.
No problem.
Yeah.
We throw it all out there. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you are going to like this card I pulled for you. I went to the Oracle deck. So this is from the Wisdom of Avalon deck. And the card I drew is Partnership. And the Partnership card in this deck is there is a field with a path going over into a hill, but the partnership starts at the gate. That's where the partnership symbol is carved. And basically, this card, if you're in a new relationship, I think it's a really good sign because you are making a partnership as opposed to rushing in without thinking. A lot of times people get so caught up in, you know, all your hormones, and you're like, oh my God, I need this person, but it becomes this, it becomes needy. Whereas in a partnership, you're both strong, and you both make each other stronger as opposed to needing someone. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so this partnership card, I would think, is a very good sign for the relationship that you're in, and it sounds like you guys are good friends, and you can talk for hours, and that together you'll be stronger. But both of you can stand on your own. It's a healthy partnership. So I think that bodes well for what you're up to.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. It was great meeting you.
Yeah, me too. Thank you much. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Jack. 347-838-9903 is the number here at Psychic Tapestries Tarot Tuesday. Hi. Thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hello.
Hi, if you're calling from area code 630, this is you.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. There
Hi.
You are. What's
My
your first name?
Lisa.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Lisa. I'm Lisa, too.
Yeah. Hi. I like the name. I think we spoke a while ago.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know, but you know what? Lisas are always nice. It's like a rule.
Yeah.
You can't be named Lisa and not be nice.
But you can't be too nice, right? You gotta watch
well, that's
that.
True. You have to set boundaries, but...
Exactly.
Well, what did you need to know?
So I was going to hopefully be moving, and I wanted to see, you know, the time frame you see, like if it would be later this year or next year, and like if you think it would be in-state or out-of-state.
Okay. Are you feeling Oracle deck or tarot cards?
What is an Oracle deck?
An Oracle deck is, it usually just has one word on it and it has a picture. So it's easier to mold that to what you're looking for. Tarot cards, you know, I might get something with cups, which is about your love life. So it's totally up to you.
Yeah. So maybe just the first thing it would be
the Oracle cards. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first thing is you're moving, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping to do that in the fall. I want to buy a house, but I'm not sure if I buy it around a suburb, you know, in another direction in the city I live or the state I live in, you know, I could do that. But then also I'm considering out of state, and I'm wondering what you do with that.
Okay, let me see what we got. Do you love where you live right now?
No, I'm done with this area. It's changing a lot. My place has gone up a lot in value. It's just time to sell. It's an area that's changing. I'm leaving. Nope.
Okay. Where is your family? Where do they live?
Oh, like everyone died. My parents died, so I don't have.
Okay. So it's just you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The card I pulled is the Love card. And this isn't romantic love. what the picture shows is basically just stairs stepping up, and you don't see where it ends. You just see the stairs getting there, and the love symbol is carved into the first stair. And since you're talking about moving and you don't know if you're going to be in state or out of state, I would say that this card is telling you that this is your chance to live where you love. So don't settle. If it is out of state, if you love Lake Tahoe, go there. This card is telling you to follow your heart, and this is your chance. So take those steps, whatever
like
you have to do.
I would
to get
have
there.
To, though, it would be kind of a financial struggle. You don't think that would happen? I was thinking where I want, like San Diego is just really expensive, and I
it
could
is, but,
probably
oh my gosh, so
somehow,
worth it. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
here.
But I mean, I could probably swing it, but then it's going to be a lot less in other areas that you're going to have saved and things like that, because
that's
the real estate,
true.
But the real estate too goes up dramatically. It's like it's
exactly.
a landmine. It's like a bonanza just having that alone. But the thing is that, do you see, like, because, like, I have to, like, my parents' estate settling, and there's been a lot of, like, legal problems and things between my sisters. Not even me. I'm not involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hoping it settles. I can't do a move out of state without that settling.
Right, without that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me pull.
In state, I could do with a partial payout, but I can't if
you can't move out of state
goes on,
the whole thing. Right.
Yeah, if this, like, goes on another year or something, like, I'm wondering what you see in terms of this ending then. Because
let me
that's
pull
when
one
the
more
action
card.
Would be available.
Okay. Well, the card I pulled, I bet everything is going to work out because the next card I pulled is joy. And the joy card in this deck is there is a beautiful forest, and there's one rock in it, and the symbol for joy is carved into the rock, which means that it's not going to go away. It's solid. So I'm thinking that you are going to, at the end of all of this, you are going to find your joy. And if your joy is San Diego, then I'm thinking that whatever it will take to get here will happen.
Then it would be like
I'd
have to sell my place instead of buying outright, but there would be a way to do it. It would involve a little bit more. So
definitely.
Do you think I should go out there? Do you see it ending like next year or later this year, the whole thing, or partial?
Well, time is really hard for me to tell. So I'm just seeing that the end, you need to go where you love, where you will love to be, and your joy is coming. So let me pull one more card. Okay, this card is called the Bard card. It has a what you would think, a singing bard, and he has all of his stuff with him in a sack. So the bard is usually telling stories. It's music, poetry, myths, and he carries everything with him to tell his stories. So this doesn't really give me a time frame, but it definitely reinforces that you're moving. And you're going to have stories to tell about the move. So it probably won't be a short move. It'll be a big move. so I can't really give you a time frame, but I can tell you that if you can hold out, it's going to be really wonderful for you. I don't think that you should sell yourself short. Wait until you can get what you really want.
There would be a way of me selling this place and going into an Airbnb. If I sell this place, then it's a complete, cash payout. I've worked 40 years full time. So even without the other stuff, I could combine that with a partial payout. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing
yeah.
is, like, do you think, like, because I have to, like, start work soon because this thing is continuing, and I'm probably going to work till another 8 years or so till, your retirement age completely for part-time work. Do you think I should just go, like, take off a couple weeks in the fall and just go there, or in December? Like, what do you see? Like, I know I could definitely have 2 weeks off in December if I start work in the fall. It would be, like, with kids' schedules. So,
yeah.
School schedule. Or I could go and just tell the family that, you know, I'm working with that I need to, you know, go mm-hmm. somewhere for a couple weeks, you know, help out with my parents' stuff, you know, things.
Right.
And it is with their stuff, actually. It's decisions.
Right.
So I
right.
don't know, like, do you think I should go in the fall? Like, I feel like I have to go live there now to decide for
well,
a while.
The nice thing about San Diego is you can come in the fall or the winter. You're not going to have any bad weather. So
mm-hmm.
So probably whatever is most convenient for your job. But come
mm-hmm.
out for a couple of weeks and figure out where, go see all the different neighborhoods
yeah.
and find the one where you go, oh my gosh, I love this neighborhood. This is
I've already found that. I've been there before,
oh, okay.
but it's the people. It's going out
right.
there because there's two things. There's the people and the money,
mm-hmm.
you know, to think about.
Right.
So even if you love the place, so it's a serious thing. So you have to
uh-huh.
see if the people, if you really think they're okay and good
right.
and if not. If it's bad karma for you, you know, then,
right.
you know, don't do
but
it.
I,
you know, so,
I feel confident yeah. from these cards that you are going to find your joy. Your joy is waiting for you. You just have to be willing to trust it and follow, go where you love, because that's where
yeah.
all your joy is going to be.
And I have a backup for a suburb in a totally different area of actually
okay.
where I grew up and where I haven't been in 30 years, which would be settling a little bit, but if it turns out that the people and the situation is not for me and it's a no, then I'm
mm-hmm.
going to have to do the other thing and get the bigger house and just.
Right.
Have
right.
a decent
but
life
I think,
going.
I think that what you really love is going to work out. I think it's going
to
be
mm-hmm.
right.
Okay. Well,
good
thank
luck
you so much,
you.
Lisa.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks
God bless
for calling
you.
In.
Have a great night. And I'm going to listen if I can to your.
Okay.
okay.
Yeah, do.
I will
people.
Pop
yeah.
you back on hold. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thanks
347-838.
For calling in. Good luck, Lisa.
347-838-9903 is the number. We can probably squeeze in one or two more here. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hello.
Hello?
There you are. Hi.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It is you. You win.
All right.
Sorry, what's your first name again?
It's Robbie.
Hi,
Robbie. Where are you calling from?
Miami.
Miami, you're my first Florida today.
Yeah, woohoo.
You have alligators there.
Yes, we do. But palm trees, too.
I mean, that's true. Beautiful beaches. What do you need today?
I would like to have a reading. That would
okay.
be nice.
Okay. And what are you needing guidance in, I guess?
Life, my relationship, my
okay.
career.
Wow, you need everything.
I do.
Okay. Are you feeling oracle cards or tarot cards?
Let's do tarot.
All right. And I'm using a pirate tarot deck, so it's very nautical themed, goes with Florida. So you should
All
dig
right.
these. All right. Okay. I'm going to do, I'm going to pull three cards, so we'll do past, present, and future, and we'll see what's
okay.
coming. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. Okay. Your first card is the Lady Captain of Coins, and the coins usually is money or spirituality, either one. And the Lady Captain is very secure with money and that kind of thing. She's holding a coin. She also has a treasure chest with her hand on it. She's in control of that. And she also has it looks like some kind of marmoset on her shoulder. But what that symbolizes is that she always has somebody that she can confide in and get advice from. She doesn't do it all alone. And because this is in your past card, I hope that this doesn't mean that you have lost a close friend. I hope that you still have people you can confide in. Do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Okay. And if it's about your job, obviously your last job or your current job has been good to you, it seems.
Yeah.
Your present card is the Ten of Pistols, and Pistols is action in this deck. and oh my goodness, you have a lot of things going on right now.
Yes, I do.
In this particular picture, the pirate has, let's see, 7 pistols in holsters on his chest, 2 on his belt, 1 in his hand, and 1 just ran out of bullets and he dropped it. And there are bullets flying all over the place. So this card usually means that you are burdened because you have so much going on, but you are also a creature of duty. You follow through, and so you perhaps spread yourself too thin, doing projects not just for others but also for yourself, and you may be trying to do too many at one time is usually what this card is leaning toward, and it leads to exhaustion. And once you get exhausted, you can't make a decision. Everything seems overwhelming. So if that's where you are at right now, I would say if you can give yourself a day to take a breath, go outside, look at the ocean, don't find an alligator, look at the ocean, that if you can take a step back and just let yourself breathe for a day, unplug, no phone, just hang out just with yourself, you'll be able to prioritize and not shoot all your guns at one time. Does that make sense?
All right. Yeah.
Okay. And here's your future card. Oh, yay. If you do that, you're going to be very happy. Your future card is the 4 of pistols. So it's still action, but the difference is while there's bullets all flying in the 10 of pistols, in the 4 of pistols, there is a male pirate and a female pirate, and they are shooting their pistols in the air, and there's confetti falling and flags. They're celebrating. So the 4 of pistols is really about achievement. You've done it. You're free of your burdens. You're celebrating. So I really think that the cards are telling you you need to slow down.
Yep.
And you will feel so much better. So when you said, your job, your love life, pretty much everything, I think you really need to step back and make a priority list and only work on one at a time, because it sounds like you are just wearing yourself out. Does that make sense?
It does. May I ask one specific question?
Sure. Uh-huh.
My girlfriend and I had been together for 10 years, and we recently separated, and I just am curious if you see us actually coming back together or if this is us moving on in our lives.
Right. That's a good question, because in this final card, it is a male and a female, and they are celebrating, but you're right. It could be that you guys are, celebrating that you've made the right decision and moving on. Okay, I pulled one more card. It is the Lady Captain of Swords, and swords are thoughts and ideas. And it's funny because so far you've had money and action. So I think this reinforces my thing about take a day and just think. The Lady Captain of Swords is it's a picture of her, and she is at the helm of the ship. So she is where you're steering. And, again, has a marmoset or whatever animal that is on her shoulder. So I would think that basically the card is about wisdom. When you're the captain, you're wise. Everyone looks to you. So I'm thinking that this card is that if you take some time and think, you're going to make the wise choice. I don't know if you're celebrating because you've, moved on, or if you're getting back together. But I think that if you can give yourself a quiet day to think and reflect, you're a smart guy and you're going to be able to captain your ship whichever direction you need it to go. But don't be afraid to lean on a friend. Talk to them. Sometimes our friends see relationships clearer than we do because we're so close to it. I got divorced years ago, and I remember after the divorce, people coming out of the woodwork going, oh my gosh, you're so much happier now, and you're so much, and I'm like, why didn't anyone tell me? But when you're in the relationship, you don't see it. So don't be afraid to talk to a friend about it and see how, you know, how they saw you in this relationship, because that gives you more to think about. But this card definitely means that you're smart and you can guide your ship. You just need to slow down so that you have time to think about it, because if you're so busy all the time, there's no time for you to really reflect and make a decision. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It definitely does.
Good. Good. Well, I hope you'll do that. And
yes.
And I'm sending you all the best. And I hope that whatever celebration, if it's moving on or getting back together, that it is a celebration and a step in the right direction for you.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call. Bye-bye, Robbie. 347-838-9903 is the number. I think we can squeeze in one more.
Okay.
Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, my first name is Tanika.
Tanika?
Hi, Tanika. Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York? That's
back
a beautiful
to New York
name.
We go.
Thank you. Yes, New York.
Does Tanika mean anything? Sorry, I'm talking over.
I always heard that it means little warrior when I was younger. Someone told me that.
Nice. Okay, I like it.
Wait, did
you
say warrior? Did you say warrior like someone who worries, or warrior?
Warrior, like a
warrior.
Like
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
you have some pluck, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So I'd like some insight into love. I have a love question, some insight into your love relationship. I recently was dating someone named Matt, and he's someone that he pursued me for about 2 years to date me. We had met like around 2 years ago, dated briefly, and I didn't really think that he was as serious, so I just kind of just stuck to myself and concentrated on myself, and he would always come back into the picture and try to get me to start dating him again, and I would just let it go. So I focused on myself, focused on school and everything, and just didn't want to really have guys in the picture while I was focusing on school. So then recently he came back, and he really convinced me that he was serious and, you know, convinced me to start dating. So we started dating. Everything seemed to be going well, and then all of a sudden, as of this week, things seem to have gone awry. Like, he seemed to have backed away, and he kind of, like, made excuses as to why he doesn't think it might work, like, with because of the time might not match up, and also he thinks that he might be leaving New York. It, like, none of them really made sense to me, so I don't really know what to make of it. I don't know if it's really over. I don't know how he feels about me. So I just wanted some insight into what exactly does he feel about me and if this is really over. Like, what's going on?
Okay. Are you feeling oracle cards or tarot cards?
Whichever one would be able to talk about love the most.
Okay. Let's do oracle cards and see if we can get some insight in there. And his name's Matt?
Matt, yeah.
Okay.
And I know his birthday if you need it.
Nah, I don't need his birthday.
Okay.
And let me pull our first card here. Okay. The first card is the King. And it's funny because what I was itching to ask you, and then I thought, nah, let me draw the card first, is I don't know really. Have you decided about Matt? Are you all in?
I was just being an open book about it. At first, I wasn't all in, but then after I started to spend some time with him, I started to really like him.
Okay, because the reason I ask is the first card that I pulled is the King. And in this oracle deck is the Wisdom of Avalon, so it's all, you know, medieval and foresty and all that. But the King card is basically, it's male sexual energy. It's being in charge. You are in charge. And it also pertains to being in charge in love and in justice. And King card, he's sitting on the throne, and he has a sword at one side, but it's in the sheath. He's not fighting, and he's also holding his staff. And in the background is a knight. And this card reminds you that you can't be king all alone. And my gut is telling me that you're really in charge of this relationship, and if he felt like you weren't all in at the beginning, perhaps he is not sure that you really are now, if that makes sense. Usually the king is, you have all the control. The balls are in your court. Mm-hmm. So if that's what's going on, perhaps you haven't been open enough with him about how you feel, because you're so used to being in control, and that is giving up some of your control to confess that to somebody. It leaves you vulnerable. And so maybe you need to do that a little bit more so that he understands where you're coming from. Does that make sense?
I had gotten, like, upset when he had told me yesterday that he didn't think that, you know, this would work out. I had told him, mm-hmm. you know, I had gotten upset. I said, it can, you know, every time he tried to make excuses, I said, but it can. I only work till 7:30 at night. It's not that bad. Like, we can make time. I'm willing to make time. And also, I'm off on the weekends. I don't work the weekends. We can also do that. But he always said he makes weekend plans weeks and weeks ahead of time. He's always busy on the weekends. Like, that's what he would tell me. He makes his weekend plans ahead of time already. They're already set. So I would always try. And, you mm-hmm. know, I would always tell him, you know, well, I'm sure we could find a way to make it work. Like, and I would send him even, like, you know, flirty pictures and stuff during the day mm-hmm. and tell him how much of a good time I had with him that night. Mm-hmm. So I would indicate to him that I was feeling him. Like, I started to show him, like flirt with him through text more and more to show him,
right.
hey, you know, to say stuff like, hey, you, I'm thinking of you, and send him, like, flirty pictures, sexy pictures, mm-hmm. you know, even stuff like that. So that, because he would not talk much. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, after he got what he wanted, which was us getting involved, I kind of
right.
wanted him to know, like, hey, the feelings are starting to grow mutually on my end, too. What you wanted,
right.
you're kind of getting.
It, right.
You know, I'm kind of glad in this now
mm-hmm.
with trying to show him that. So I don't
right.
understand what happened.
Right. Well, you don't have any control over him, and it could be that, you know, he pushed so hard to get this relationship, and now he's not sure it's real. And you don't have any control over that, and it's got to make you nuts, because this king card, you are in control. So I'm sure that it's frustrating that you don't have any control over him or his heart. But to me, it sounds like, you know, I plan my weekends out weeks in advance. Well, that's lame.
Right.
Because if he wanted to be with you, he'd be with you. He wouldn't
right.
want to go anywhere else. He'd want to be with you. So that seems like a really lame excuse to me. let me pull one more card and let's see what we get.
Okay.
Okay, well, this is right along what we're talking about. This is the perception card, and the perception card is an interesting card because it's a path through a bunch of trees, and every tree looks exactly the same, except there is one tree with the perception sign carved in it, and you have to really look for it, but they all look the same, but they're not. And perception is really big when you're in a relationship that's not working, because you're seeing one side of it and they're seeing a total opposite. And if he doesn't let you in to understand what he's seeing, for you it all looks the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
So both of these, you need him to participate, because you can only perceive your half of it. That's all you're seeing. And who knows what he's seeing unless he'll tell you. But I'm thinking if his excuse is that, you know, I plan my weekends out weeks in advance, well, that's lame. You deserve better than that. you know, I don't know. I don't know why he's doing that. But I think, you know, that you need to find out what he's perceiving about this relationship, because obviously that you're not on the same page. I mean, you know that from what you've told me. Let me pull one more card.
I like to see if we're going to get back together, like if we have any kind of future, you know, if it's
right.
Gonna
That's what you want to see. But if his perception of this relationship is that he's only going to see you when it's convenient for him, that's not what's best for you. The card that I pulled is interesting. It's the wealth card. Could part of his problem be money?
Mm-hmm.
Could part of his problem be money?
Yeah, he's looking for work right now.
Okay. Okay, well, then maybe he's not just being a jerk. Maybe he just doesn't want to tell you that he doesn't have money.
You know, it's so funny because he also said that, oh, I became intense, super intense, and I didn't. His parents are going away for a week and a half on the 17th and coming back like 2 weeks later. He invited me to come to his house to come and stay, and I was like, that's great. We're going to have all this time together. So who's being intense? He invited me, and then all of a sudden he's breaking up with me before that? What is that?
Right, right. I betcha that he's embarrassed because he realized if you were going to be together that long, he can't feed you. You know? He probably made this plan with you, and then he's like, whoa, wait a minute, I don't have a job, I can't do this. You know, or maybe he's looking for work and afraid that he'll get the job and he won't be able to spend time with you. Could that be part of it?
Could be. So I guess the answer is just to let me go, like, so we're done, you know?
Well, but guys tend to be like black and white, and so he may not see any other way to do it. And the other thing is, if he pursued you really hard and then he realizes, you know, I can't do this, he'll feel like a loser also and feel like you'll be better off without him. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
So pushing you away may be his, because he's feeling, you know, losery because he doesn't have a job right now. And he invited you for this week, and then he's like, shoot, I don't have any money for this week, and now you're excited about it, so he's putting it back on you for being intense. but I would think that probably what you need to do is just have a conversation with him and tell him, this is how I see us, and from your side of the table, what do you see? And, you know, and just be honest with him that, do you have money to buy yourself food if you go on this trip?
To stay at his house, yeah. I have my own money to get us food, like little things.
Yeah.
I work.
Okay.
That's
well,
what he's worked it out.
If you can have this conversation and if he'll open up about it, you can let him know that you don't expect him to pay for stuff. You have your own money. And that your feelings for him have nothing to do with income, and that you're okay. And maybe then he'll open up. I don't know. But it's interesting that I got the wealth card and he's not working.
You
I think that money probably has something to do with it.
You see him contacting me again? Because it ended kind of like a little grubby yesterday, like kind of bad, the text message. Like, do you see him contacting me again on his own?
He probably, if it's money, he probably won't, unless he gets a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah.
Since I'm the resident guy, if this is about money, you have to be very careful about saying that you have your own money and you can take care of it. I would phrase it like that you know he's not working right now, because you do know that, right? And he knows
right.
You know. Okay. And you can tell him, I know you're not working right now, so I want to take care of either the food for both of us or at least for yourself, that you want to do this because you know he's not working right now. And when things turn around, and they will, you can take me out anywhere you want. But right now, why make that worse? So, you know, as gently as you can say it, so that it doesn't come across, hey, I got my own money, because that sounds like you don't need him, and it also sounds like you're lording it over him. I got money.
Right.
I got money I haven't even used yet.
Right.
So, you know, as kindly and caring as you can, say, you know, I know you're not working right now. Why don't I take care of the food? And, you know, and I'm not going to – pardon?
If he contacts me again – if he contacts me again, I have no problem saying that at all. Like, I have no problem saying that. That's why I'm wondering if you guys see him even contacting me again.
Yeah, I feel like if it's money and not having a job, he probably isn't going to contact you until he's working. Because for him, if this had to do with money, there's no point in getting in touch with you until he has some, because in his mind, he needs it. Does that make sense? So he, I don't see him contacting you unless, you know, unless he finds work.
Right. And he's not worried about me finding another guy, like, by not contacting me till he gets money? Like, well, during that time, I find another guy.
The problem is, if he's a good guy, and if he's backing off because he doesn't have money right now, he's probably thinking that you'd be better off with somebody else with money. So he thinks
right.
he's doing you a favor. So in his mind, he's not going to want you to find somebody else, but the other part of him is going, well, she'd be better off with somebody else with a job, right? So I don't think it's that he doesn't care if you find someone else. I'm sure he cares, but there's part of him who's going, she'll be better off if she finds somebody else. Because
right.
I don't have any money. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
so I don't think it's that, you know, he doesn't care about you and he hopes you find someone else. I think he's trying to care about you. And so, you know, he feels like he can't follow through because he's a guy.
I didn't know if he was like a jerk or not and was just trying to just brush me off and take it easily out after he got what he
right.
wanted.
Right. I don't get that feeling from these cards that's it. If he's not working right now and you're trying to start a relationship, usually you date on a, you know, when you're starting
right.
a relationship, and that costs money. And so he probably feels horrible that he's pursued you all this time and now you're finally his and he can't do it. So, you know, I'm sure these cards don't read like he's a jerk who got what he wanted and he's brushing you off. I'm pretty sure he's feeling kind of losery about not having a job and
right.
feels like he can't do the right thing, so he's getting rid of you,
right.
at least for now.
Can
See,
I just ask
with,
you, go ahead.
The thing about, one of the things about guys is that part of our identity is our job, is whatever it is that we do for a living. That's who we are. And when we lose that, it's really difficult. And I'm not saying that's right because it's just how it is. And when and I've lost plenty of jobs. When that happens, you do feel like you are less of yourself. And it makes it really difficult to function. You feel like you are not worth a relationship. You're not worth so much. And there, unfortunately, there is no way for anybody else to swoop in and fix that. He's got to heal himself.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. Yes, she has. He has to figure out some things for himself that you're not going to be able to fix, no matter how nice and kind and sweet and loving you are. He has to figure out some things on his own. But I would absolutely And he's probably, you know, I think Lisa's right. He's probably not going to call you, not because he's a jerk, but because he doesn't feel like he deserves you.
Right.
And
so
I think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, is there a way you could run into him?
No.
Okay. Because it would be, I think texting or even on the phone, I think will be tough. But I feel like you're going to have to make the next move because
Great.
I don't think he's going to call, and I know that kind of sucks too.
But I don't think it's because he's a jerk. I really think
yeah.
that and the perception card that I pulled, I didn't know that he was out of work at that point, but your perception of him is still that he's him. But if he's out of work and he has no money to treat you the way he thinks you should be treated, his perception is totally different than yours. His perception of himself is, I'm a loser. She could do so
mm-hmm.
much better. She's going to figure that out soon. I'm just going to cut my losses.
And
Does that
the
make
thing
sense?
Is,
Yeah, and the thing is, he knew that he wasn't working when he first started pursuing me, and I knew that, and I was like, it's okay, it's fine. I know that you're going to make it anyway, Matt. Like, you're an ambitious guy. Like, this is just something better is going to come along. Like, he just
right, but how long has he been looking for a job that you've been together?
He actually just finished a school program for sports news broadcasting, so he's on his way.
Right, but he may have thought that he would have a job by now, and he doesn't, and it makes him feel worse, you know? So even though when you guys got together he didn't have a job, he probably thought he was super close to one and everything's going to be great, and now he's out of school and he still doesn't have one. So the whole, you know, it all weighs on him that, you know, it's not working out the way he had planned, and, you know, and I can tell you from Ken's experiences, you can say, I know you're going to do something because you're awesome and you're great, and they don't care and they don't hear you and they don't feel great.
Well, it's not that we don't care, but you immediately discount that kind of thing coming from somebody who cares about you. The thing is, you know how lousy it feels when you want him to call you and he's not calling you. You know
right.
how bad that
right.
feels. Well, that's how he feels when the jobs aren't calling him.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm not trying to equate love and work. That's a little bit of the difference between the sexes. I just feel like that's how he's feeling is that he is kind of miserable that nobody's calling him. Nobody's beating a path to his door to offer him a job. And the longer it goes on, the worse he's going to feel. So he doesn't feel like he deserves to be able to call you. And he feels lesser.
And also from the flip side is that every time he talks to you, it's a reminder that he should be better, and he's not. And he doesn't have any control over it, and that's not realistic. But it just, you know, from, again, back to that perception card, his perception of how good he is for you is totally different than yours. And I bet it's all based on the job, that wealth
yeah.
card. So sadly, there's probably nothing you can do. You can't help. You can't. There's probably nothing you can do until he figures out in himself that, you know, he either finds a job or he figures out that I am not my job and gets past it. And there's really nothing that you can do
yeah.
about that. But don't beat yourself up, because I don't think he's a jerk. These cards don't read that he's a jerk.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I really started to like him. I hope he does contact me.
I hope so too.
I wanted to ask you guys, there is someone, though, from my past that, like, I always still think about. And we fell in love, like, really deeply. And his birthday just passed on the 11th. And his name is Nick. And I just wonder, what do you guys pick up about him and me? Like, do you guys ever see him coming back into my life?
You like guys with M names.
No, his name is Nick. N, like Nancy.
Oh, N, like Nick.
Oh, Nick.
Oh, I thought you said Mick, like Mick Jagger. I'm like, wow,
yeah,
Matt and Mick.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me pull one more card.
Okay. Or if he even thinks about me or comes by and sees me, and I don't know what he's doing.
Right. Well, I got the cow card, and lots of people go, oh, my God, the cow. But the cow is nourishment and abundance and comfort, because, you know, you eat and you get milk from a cow and all that kind of thing. And so I'm thinking that in regards to this other guy, he's your fond memory. He's where you feel comfortable and you have this happy memory of what you had and all this kind of thing. But he's probably not reality. he just makes you feel better. The thought of him makes you feel better, but there's no passion with the cow card. It's just, you know, it's basically nourishment and feeling better and receiving, you know, your memories of him are all good. You never remember the bad. So whatever reason it was that you two parted, from this card anyway, it was probably the right thing. And he brings you comfort when you think of him. But I don't see a big, you know, I don't see a big sign that he's coming back. Sorry. But I have a good feeling about Matt. Maybe he's going to find a job and knock your socks off.
Well, it'll be nice if he does come back, because I really feel rejected and hurt myself after he, you know, threw me away, kind of, after.
Yeah,
but he probably thought he was protecting you by doing that, and it sucks, and it hurts, and they're wrong, but guys tend to do that. So
yeah.
I hope that he works out his end and then comes back to your door with a bunch of flowers and big apologies. But he wanted to be better for you. I hope that that's what happens.
And you guys don't see him coming back on his own?
No, I think he would definitely come back on his own if he fixes this wealth problem. I think that if Matt suddenly had a job and feels like he's on the right track, I bet Matt would call you. But I don't think it will happen before then.
Do you guys see a future with me and him?
Well, he's got to fix this first. I mean, I beyond that, I can't give you any idea. I'm sorry.
And you have to live that out. And you have to live your life. You can't, you know.
Yeah,
you can't just
put
yourself in a box waiting for him to figure things out. You have to live your life. It doesn't mean that you need to go out and find somebody new tonight, but you got to live your life. And if someone else crosses your path, that's terrific. And if Matt can get his act together and get back to you before you come across somebody else, that's great. But I don't think you should don't put yourself on hold waiting
right.
and hoping you'll miss your life.
Right. And you don't have any control over that. Remember back to that perception card. You don't have any control over that. And I know since I pulled that King card for you, you are in control most of the time. And so it would make you crazy. I'm definitely a control freak. So I understand that feeling, and you just want to shake them and go, dude. But that doesn't work. So definitely don't put yourself on a shelf and wait for him, but try and maybe, you know, put it in your heart that the timing's off, and, you know, when he, if he can find a job and get himself together, I bet he'll give you a call. But if he doesn't, then, you know, that wasn't the right thing, and don't put yourself on hold waiting for him.
Right.
So I hope that helps, and I hope that he does find a job, because I have a good feeling about him. So I hope he finds a job and gets back in touch with you. And if he doesn't, then he wasn't the one, and the right one's coming.
Okay.
Hang in there.
Yeah, I'll try.
Be a warrior like your name.
Yeah,
that's right.
There you go.
That's what I've been doing. That's all I do is fight for love. I'm so tired of it. And it's like you seem like a nice, just huggable, sweet guy, like not a jerk, not a crazy wild guy. And it's like I was really willing to try. We would just lay and cuddle and watch Netflix, and it was mellow and nice. And now he did this. And it's like, why, you know? And
but
I
don't think it had anything to do with you. He probably loves being with you. Sadly, you don't get to control that. So I hope he finds a job. I think he will come back if he does.
All right. I hope
so. Hang in there. I'm sending you lots of good thoughts.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
We're way over time, but Lisa, I hope you don't mind. I neglected the chat room, and there's a question here for you. So I wanted to take this before we wrapped up, if that's okay with you. And it has to be, because I already said it. So, but there's somebody in the chat room whose name is Shuku, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right. They're in Ontario.
Oh, another Canada. Hi, Canada.
Yeah. they would like to know what you get at this time regarding the person they are in love with, relationship-wise, marriage-wise, et cetera.
Okay.
Well, and they also say that they are not currently together.
They are not together.
Right.
But this is, how do we feel about them getting back together? Is that what we're...
What they said was that this is the person they said regarding the person I am in love with, relationship wise, marriage wise, we are currently not together. So I don't know if they were together and are no longer together. Right.
Okay. All right. I'm going to pull an oracle card and I got the forgiveness card. So I don't know if you are not together because you broke up. And if you're still in love with this person, the forgiveness card, maybe they need to forgive you. It's hard without you on the phone, but I will tell you that the forgiveness card is actually, it is a bunch of mushrooms like... what are the fancy ones that people pay a lot of money for? Help me. Words are hard.
I don't like that.
I know. I don't like mushrooms.
Are you talking about truffles? Are you talking about truffles?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. These are like those big truffle mushrooms. And the forgiveness sign is carved into one of them. And if you know what mushrooms grow out of, that's why I don't eat them. But they grow out of muck. I grew up on a horse ranch, and mushrooms grew out of the manure pile all the time. And so it's funny that the forgiveness card is these giant mushrooms. Usually in a relationship, it can start with a tiny thing, and then it mushrooms into something gigantic that came out of, for lack of a better word, it came out of crap. And often it blows up into this giant thing that it doesn't need to be. And it takes one person to honestly forgive for everyone to be able to move on. And so for our chat room friend, if you're still in love with this person, if it was a fight that broke you up or something, there needs to be some forgiveness before anything is going to be able to move forward. And moving forward doesn't necessarily mean that you end up together. Moving forward means you're able to leave it behind you so that you can move on. Or you might end up together. Hard for me to say. But forgiveness is going to have to be part of that if anything is going to happen. So you only have... In a relationship, you only get half of that power. So if you're not together and if you don't get to speak to this person, all you can do is forgive them in your heart. And I don't know. Let me pull one more card and see if there's any guidance about whether they're going to come back. Okay. I got the raven for the second card, and it's what you would expect. It's a raven on a skull, so it's very Poe-like. But basically, the raven symbolizes magic and coincidence and synchronicity and serendipity. There we go. I was like, oh, the other S word, serendipity. So I think that this card is that you may run into this person by some crazy coincidence. You guys may meet up. There is definitely some kind of serendipity happening there. So be sure that you have forgiven past hurts and that you're ready for this encounter. And forgiveness is more than I'm sorry. Forgiveness is dealing with what happened yourself and being able to let go of the hurt. And that's hard. But if you can do that, I think that there is some magic in the works. You know, there will be some kind of coincidence. You both end up at the coffee shop at the same time, or, you know, there's going to be some sort of serendipity in your future. So you probably are going to run into this person. Be sure that forgiveness is in your heart, and if they need to forgive you, there is not a lot of control you have over that, except that if you left things unsaid, maybe you're going to get a chance soon to say them and get them off your chest. And then either things will move forward the way you're hoping, or you'll finally be free and be able to find your new, better future. So either way, you're going to win in the long run, so hang in there.
And I would just like to add real quickly, as far as forgiveness goes, sometimes you also have to forgive yourself.
Yes.
We carry that kind of weight around. I shouldn't have said this, or I should have said that, and it can eat you up, and especially when then something happens that broke you up, and you have that weight around your neck. It can make it really difficult. So just keep that in mind, that forgiveness can also mean forgiving yourself.
Yes.
And Lisa, I apologize for butting in, but.
No, that was good.
Well, thank you. But we are way over time, so I want to wrap things up. Apologies to those who are still on the phone that we weren't able to get to you. But if you go to psychictapestry.com and click on Get a Reading, you'll see Lisa there, and you can click on that, find out a little bit more about her, and arrange for a private reading at a time that's convenient for you and for Lisa. Or the other option that you have is coming back here 2 weeks from tonight, and when Lisa will be back with another edition of Psychic Tapestry's Tarot Tuesdays. So
thanks for calling in, everybody.
Thank you so much to everybody for calling in and hanging out in the chat room, and just for listening. And Lisa, thanks for giving up part of your Tuesday evening.
Yeah, and don't forget, go get Moonlight. It's free, and you can have it.
That's right. Details about Lisa's books for free and on sale at facebook.com/psychictapestry. Have a great evening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Ha 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 ha